This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some of the country's biggest banks reported strong earnings this week. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley beat expectations, and this is with a lot of their people working from home. But these same firms have been aggressively trying to get those workers back into the office. Why is that? From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Unlike some leaders in tech, the titans of finance haven't exactly embraced remote work, says Robert Posen, a senior lecturer at MIT who worked in investment banking, partly because so much of the work is built on relationships.
And maintaining the relationship will be improved if you're face-to-face.
He says banks have also relied heavily on in-person observation to train entry-level workers. Not all banks have taken such a hard line on returning to the office, and the diverging work-from-home policies could become a factor in attracting talent, says Harvard business professor Sadal Neely.
We're already seeing this in many organizations where the competitive edge is to say flexible work is available here.
She says that could be important for attracting workers from high tech who are increasingly sought after in finance. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.